listening to Down by the Bank, a Jacksonville Jaguars podcast with Corey, Derek, and JK3.
All right, welcome to Down by the Bank, affiliated with the Blue Wire Podcast Network. This is Corey.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Derek.
What's up guys? It's JK3.
All right, so we're recording post Raiders preseason Hall of Fame game, heading into the first quote-unquote Jaguars home game this Friday against the Browns. But I did want to give a quick shout-out. You know, JK3 and Derek, they have their birthdays recently, but, you know, I have mine coming up, and the Jacksonville Jaguars sent me a message in the mail directly addressed to me wishing me happy birthday. So I just wanted to point that out and, you know, say thank you to them for that.
Did it come with anything or just a paper certificate?
It had a button.
A button.
It had a button. Yeah.
Wow.
What are you going to do with that?
And, you know, even though the certificate was bent, you know, it's still nice that
they didn't even wait. So you're trying to tell me that they didn't even put like a little cardboard like behind it to keep it like pristine?
No, maybe they forgot that or something by accident. Maybe.
If the button had like free beer every time you go into the stadium, I could get behind that. That could be an idea, Jaguars. Give out buttons that say free beer to limited season ticket holders. But just a button, what are you supposed to do with that? Stick yourself trying to put it on?
I'm going to wear it.
You're going to hit an artery on his way trying to put the button on.
I'm going to wear it all month. I'm going to wear it to the game. Maybe they'll, maybe it's like that thing at Disney when you wear like a birthday button, like all the characters walk up to you and like talk to you and stuff. Maybe the players will walk up and wish me happy birthday and stuff. What do you think?
No.
Did they give you any extra teal deals or anything?
You're talking about the Captain D's buy one, get one 25% off coupon.
Did you get like 10 free wings at Dick's or anything else like that with it? Or is it just literally a certificate and a button?
Yeah, it's just a certificate and a button. So, wow. You know, but
most importantly, what did you do with the certificate and the button? Did you frame it?
Yeah, I mean, it's at Michael's right now.
You got it matted? Oh my God.
We'll go next to my, diploma and stuff. But, that was kind of a cool touch though. They'd never done that before. So I thought that was kind of fun. Although, you know, I would like much cooler season ticket perks than that. But I'll give them, you know, credit nonetheless. But I haven't gotten anything yet as far as teal deals and all that stuff goes. So hopefully,
bro. Did you see what the Raiders did to their season ticket holders? I don't know if this is like. There's no way it could have been for every season ticket holder in Las Vegas, but like certain season ticket holders got like this. I want to say like the shadow box looking thing, and then like you opened it up, and it had like the Al Davis flame, and then like all the Raiders who are in the Hall of Fame, like they had like these little like small like LED lights behind their jersey.
Wow.
In the shadow box, and you lifted that up and that was your actual paper tickets. And I'm like, man, I know the Falcons did something crazy a couple years ago for their season tickets, ticket holders, but I mean, we just get ours loaded onto the app.
And that's it.
We get ours loaded onto the app and it's like, all right, see you Sunday to fry in, you know, 99 degree weather.
Yeah, we get a magnet sometimes. That's exciting. Yeah.
Or a coin. Did you get the coin?
Yeah.
Bro, hey, so what happened? I want to know what happened to, remember like a couple months ago, that graphic designer for the Jags, he put out some type of like corduroy hat that said like first.
Yes.
What? Like season ticket members, if you renewed early, you got this exclusive hat. Has anyone received any of that?
No, I commented on that on LinkedIn where I saw it, and he wrote back that
that's like bro commenting on LinkedIn. You might as well have wrote a letter to his manager.
That's a good point.
You commented on his link on LinkedIn.
Well, it was like, this is cool or whatever. I was like, how do you get this? Like, what's the story on it? And maybe this did look bad, actually. But he was like, yeah, there's only like...
You're definitely not getting one now.
he was like, there's only like 15 made or something, and it's for special something or another. So basically, it's not something that like everybody gets. It's just for like 15 people. They made like so 20 hats or something.
So if you have a sweet box, you got one.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it was really kind of...
If you bought a box, you got one in the store. Yeah, everybody else, we're just all...
They made 15 hats?
something like that. It was a very small amount. It was a very small amount, yeah. So I got hyped up about nothing, basically.
It was less than 100, but more than... Like, so you're really mean, like, do you think it was maybe 50? Or do you really mean 15?
I will go back and look on my LinkedIn comments. and actually, it might be too far back. But yeah, while we're recording, I'll try to find it while we're talking. But wow. I'll look. But yeah, it was very few. And it was kind of shocking because it's like, gosh, I mean, you can't like give that. Even the early ticket renewal folks, and I didn't renew early. If you remember, you weren't guaranteed any kind of prize. It was just you were entered into a drawing to win a prize.
So I know that we, you know, try our best to not really, you know, speak too bad about the organization. So I'm going to try to tread lightly here, but how hard is it for you to throw together like a season ticket, like member only, like perk or something? Like how, like, is it difficult? Is it really that hard to just like exclude season ticket members from general admission stuff? Like, for example, if you renew, you know, prior to the draft, is there like, can you go to like a draft party and there'd be like a season ticket member only area where we get like discounted beer and like free popcorn or something like that? Like, I mean, is something so that I can just look at the commoners and just be like, you don't belong here. You didn't put your money down. Or you didn't, you know what I mean? Like, is there some type of, I'm looking for some exclusivity, like a velvet rope, a teal rope, something like that to where I can just get there. Cause you know,
a teal rope, it's a football game, not graduation.
Oh my God. Bro.
I would accept the teal rope.
I would accept, bro, it's not a cord. Like, it's not like, it's not an FBLA cord or Future Farmers of America cord around my cap and gown.
I would take that kind of cord. That's better than what we're getting now, if it were the case, you know? One thing,
Phi Beta Gamma cord. or something like that.
I'm scrolling and scrolling. I am such a loser. I have so much LinkedIn activity. There was one thing I saw, though, that I didn't even have this in my notes, but we can look forward to on Friday. Coke replacing Pepsi as the soda sponsor is the most amazing news, because we all know Pepsi is garbage.
I'm not a soda guy.
How much are you going to have to pay for said Coke?
That's okay. I mean, it's better than Pepsi.
Are you willing to pay, instead of $8, are you willing to pay $10.50 for that glass of Coca-Cola that you so want covet at the game?
Does it even come? Do they come with the? Are they bringing back the commemorative like Coke bottles with the Jaguar logo on them or something?
I've got some of those behind me right now. I wonder if that's like legit poison if I try to drink it these days.
Try it on air.
I'll have to Google that first, but yeah, that might be a fun thing to get some cheap listens. All right. Well, I'll keep scrolling and try to find that at some point because I am kind of curious now. And I would like, if there is somebody who's listening that qualified or whatever Please. For the hat, you know, let us know.
This reminds me of the, Corey, you probably didn't watch this, but that Last Dance documentary with Michael Jordan and how they're talking about how Isaiah Thomas was snubbed from the Olympic team. And he's like, I met the criteria. And I feel this way with the season tickets. I met the criteria, but I haven't received my hat in the mail.
It's not about the criteria, man. You're just taking it personally, you know. Just like Jordan said, I took it personal.
Yeah,
you know? I'm a season ticket holder, and I take it personal. I want a hat, but they might give you a button though. You might need to call them. They might send you that button.
Yeah,
I wonder what happens. Cool. I wonder what happens if, like, the button, just Corey, like, you have to let me know, like, the how sturdy the button is. Because, like, what if you put the button on and you're, like, wearing it to work and it just falls off?
Yeah. Oh, man. I meant to tweet about it, so I'll do that after we get done recording. It's a pretty basic button. And the button doesn't have my name on it. It's just
it's just a generic. It's like from the office. It's your birthday.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you really killed this for me. I was pretty excited about it.
Hey man, but, I hate to bring you back down to earth.
Yeah. All right, so I'll look for that hat thing. But in the meantime, the Raiders game, which we all had to stay up a little later to watch because of the weather, 27-11 loss, I guess you could say. I mean, it's preseason. But to start with the defense, I know in the group text you guys were, I think, pretty excited about Trayvon Walker. Maybe you can tell me what your first impressions were from one of the few folks that, actually played.
Very strong. Very strong young man. He definitely gets off the ball. I don't care who it was, even if it was a backup tackle or the starting tackle, who cares? If it was the backup tackle, he was supposed to dominate him. That's pretty much what he did. Forget the penalties, he'll learn. And that's what the kind of effort you want to see, especially in the first few series. You want to see the effort, and he gave it 100% and some. So was I, you know, very high on the pick? No, I'll admit that. I was not. But, hey, I like being wrong if he does well and we're able to play, you know, play well and get some wins. So I don't care if I'm wrong or not if we're doing that. But, yeah, very impressed with what he had to put out there on those first few series, and hopefully that continues to build something, you know, some momentum going into week one here in about 3 weeks now. So,
what about you, JK3? What were your impressions of Trayvon for that first game? Got a sack. That's exciting.
I mean, I think he's everything that we thought he was. Definitely strong off the ball. You know, it'll be interesting to see how he kind of molds or how the Jags mold him, you know, into just a complete defensive pass rusher. I mean, I think, you know, he's just raw right now. So using a lot of raw athleticism, it'll be interesting to see how they do that. You know, I was watching some of the coverage from Demetrius or either Jamal. That they had the one-on-ones, and there's some things where he's just bull rushing. And then there's some other defensive linemen using more of some of the finesse moves, because eventually he's going to get, you know, a seasoned offensive lineman that's going to be able to take that best shot from him. But overall, get your first sack, you know, in the preseason game, and then you go ahead and get that pressure that he had right there against Stidham on the first play. Like, I'll take that penalty all day long. Well, like, not realistically, but I'm glad to see him actually getting there. You know, yeah, it was awesome. I liked everything I saw so far.
I know that not a lot of the starters played, which obviously is not great as far as evaluating how the team is going to be this year. But staying with the defense, I know there were a couple guys that stood out. I don't know a lot about Arden Key, but he had 2 sacks. Were there any other folks on the defensive side, even though we didn't have a lot of starters playing, that you think had, you know, pretty good performances or that stood out to you in the game, either first half or second half?
Andre Sisco. Andre Sisco, yeah, for sure, man. Sisco is, you know, he was kind of buried on the roster last year due to some inept coaching. But I really look for him to make a big stride and become a household name this year. You know, he was definitely where he needed to be, making some great tackles. I also liked, even though, you know, he was a little bit slow to hit a couple of the plays and in places where he should have been. But I like Chad Muma also. I thought it was great, you know, to see him running around, you know, in there, and, you know, a couple of new additions to the team that I thought, you know, looked pretty good and pretty excited about on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, definitely Sisco. There were some things that just Muma had some moments, but then he would have an overrun moment, which that's what you expect from an over eager rookie. And it's not because he doesn't know what he's doing. It's because the younger players will rely more on their athletic ability and not so much on their mind. And that's the NFL. It's all about combining both, which that's so hard to do. Not, you know, but overall, you know, the defense was put in some very crappy positions all night. But, you know, those two opening drives where Jacobs for the Raiders had those bus lanes he could run through, that was a little bit discouraging from a defensive standpoint, because we got to be able to stop the run. We can't go back to 3 years ago where we couldn't stop the run. We could barely stop the run, if at all, last year. If we can't stop the run, then that's just not going to be good. So Yeah, the starters weren't playing. Yeah, the Raiders were playing, you know, and all that stuff. And Daniels was supposed to keep it vanilla, and he didn't. Yada, yada, whoopty, whoopty. Still got to have someone there. You know, if Jacobs ran over the guy that filled the hole, that's fine, you know. Mm-hmm. But the B gap was, it wasn't even a gap. It was a bus lane. Yeah. And he was running right through it. So that was discouraging. But everything you said as far as, you know, Cisco, you know, Walker, those guys played well. And excited to see some of the rookies from last year that were drafted in the later rounds, Tyson Campbell, Cisco, so forth, that come into their own second year under good coaching. We'll actually get to, you know, hopefully see a very youthful defense, you know, gel and work together. That's what I'm looking for.
So from that, I mean, because I know that in the first half, at least, the I don't know if you would say this or not, JK3, I think you could speak to this a little bit. The mood was a little sour, I guess you could say. So was that, you know, obviously there's a lot of folks that weren't playing, of course, but when you looked at the defense and then also the offense and just kind of like not so much the players that were out there, you know, what was it that made that sour note? Was it like scheme or, because I think one of the things you had said is it's like, God, it's like, it feels like the same thing again, you know?
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, it's just one of those things, man, where we've just been so conditioned as Jaguar fans. And it's like, you're down 20-0 at halftime. And it's like, I don't care if it's, you know, for like the scale of it is like, I know, I understand that it's a preseason game. I know and I understand that, you know, not the full team is out there. I know and I can, like, physically see that, you know, the team's not playing at the, you know, at their full strength. But what I can't help but get upset as is seeing the team that's out there and playing against their equals, you know, because, you know, Oakland didn't run out Devontae. They didn't run out, you know, Crosby. They didn't run out Darren Waller or anyone else. So, you know, it's playing to your level of competition. And so with your level of competition, you know, I expect to see a lot of just, you know, I expect to see, you know, not getting blown off the ball off both sides, you know, on offense and defensive sides of the ball. You know what I mean? You know, I expect seeing, you know, some missed tackles and things like that, but not a lot. But then also it's like, man, we're going down into halftime, you know, down 20-0. And, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but when the Jaguars – I love this team, and you know, I let my family, I let friends across the country know that I'm a Jags fan. You know, I'm a proud Jags fan. I love it. And so, whenever they're on national TV, you know, you become a punching bag when they're down 20-0. It's just like, all right, here come the texts and everything. But I think that was the most disappointing thing, is just being down yet again at half. You know, three scores down at half, and you know, it's just a little exhausting, but you kind of just look at the light at the end of the tunnel against week one and just hope that, you know, something, a positive change or anything else like that comes. You know, I'd rather go 0-4 in the preseason and then, you know, rattle off a great season versus going 4-0 in the preseason and then having a crappy, you know, season. So, you know, that's the way that I've scaled it. But yeah, I was still upset at half.
But take it this way though, JK3, and what I sent during the game was, you know, half of a joke really, but in all honesty, it's kind of serious. You know, quoting Yoda, they have to unlearn all that crap before they can learn, before they can gel together. They have to
That's
get all
a
that
Yoda
stuff.
Quote.
Yeah, it is. Unlearn before you can learn.
I was gonna say which episode was that?
But, you know what I'm talking about, man. They have to get all the bull crap out of their system.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I just feel like it was just what you said. It was depressing. I cut it off like midway through the second and turned it back on the third because I was just like, I can't watch this. I want to watch it, but I'm like, oh man, this is, am I going to get mad or am I going to, or am I gonna get mad, or am I gonna like, you know, actually, you know, focus and see what they can do well and not on the bench? And then from an offensive standpoint, I was really counting those three and outs, and there were a lot of them. There were a lot of three and outs, And that's something, regardless who's playing, it could be, you know, Bobby Boucher and the Water Boy. I don't care. Can't go three and out all the dang time. Like that's just terrible.
I think also too, you know, for when we watch it and, you know, any of the, you know, the diehard fans that are watching it, you want to know, and as a football fan, you know, you kind of want to know the team and want to kind of have some type of, you know, reassurance in case, you know, one of the ones goes down. You know, you're familiar with this name on the roster based off of what they've done. You know, you're familiar with, you know, this person in camp, you know, because they were on the bubble and now they're, you know, on the team and things like that. So you really want to take a look and see what kind of depth that you have, you know, on the second and third team. And it's just, I don't know, man. I don't know if it was because, you know, they only had maybe two or limited, you know, full padded practices prior to the game. Maybe Doug just really does feel like it's just a game just for the pageantry of the Hall of Fame and, you know, everything else like that. But, you know, I think the real measuring stick and really just see how much, you know, play and how many people start to get activated and more players starting to dress, you know, starts at least within Cleveland and then within that second third preseason game against Pittsburgh. I think, you know, these next 2 weeks are pretty much going to be, you know, the realest, you know, kind of live reps that you're going to get from the ones and the twos between Cleveland this Friday and the Steelers next Saturday.
Okay. Well, and you guys sort of hit on this already, but with the offense, any positives that you take away? I saw some, maybe, I think, Derek, you had mentioned some stuff about Walker Little potentially.
Yeah, I mean, the positives are that we do have some guys that are healthy going in. The positives are, you know, whether if you're counting throws that, you know, Trevor makes at practice or the continuity and the that they're trying to build during practice. Looking at the game, like you said, there's nothing to talk about there. You know, you had two guys that definitely will hopefully never start a game for you. One definitely won't now. He's no longer with the team. But just to build some offensive rhythm, they got to get in rhythm. That's going to be the biggest thing, is getting in rhythm. I hope that, you know, with this, you know, game coming up on with Friday, that they get in some rhythm. And just a couple of series, just completing some passes, you know, do something in the red zone. Don't take a sack on third down. Get into some good rhythm and put some points on the board. That's what I'm thinking overall.
Okay. Well, that's a good transition to potentially jump into the game Friday. But before we do that, I know one of the big topics this week. Oh, by the way, I texted you guys pictures and just tweeted out a picture of the button, which was placed on Baby Yoda, Grogu, and then the certificate. That's a tweet out there for anybody that wants to see it. But Christian Kirk evidently had a little bit of a scare. I don't know, JK3, if you saw some of that. I guess he was limping off the field.
Yeah, I mean, well, what you were talking about as far as, like, you know, positives, positives is just, you know, we've kind of come through this far, knock on wood, you know, remaining relatively healthy. You know, it's this time of the year in camps where you start seeing people go down with Achilles, you know, people coming down with those soft tissue injuries and stuff like that. So I'm glad, and I think the entire, you know, city kind of gasped when it was broken that he limped off the field, had an ankle injury, et cetera, because what you don't want is for someone to have an ankle and they continue to end up on the injury report every week. And it's like, you know, you really just, they got a nagging ankle injury or a nagging soft tissue injury. And I think, you know, that's why they're handling Devin Lloyd the way they are right now, just letting him rehab that hamstring and get back in. You know, I think a couple other, you know, players on the offensive line have a little bit of nagging injuries. And a little bit on the defensive line have, like, just some small, you know, naggish, you know, injuries that if it was a game week, extra tape here, you know, extra stiff tape there, you know, and they would be able to play. But I think that overall the positive is making sure that they get through, you know, camp with enough reps, enough, you know, things on tape, enough, you know, continuity at a certain position, you know, to kind of build around the offense and the defense, trying to find that balance without everyone, you know, making it through to week one with a majority, you know, almost not if everyone on the 53 man, you know, fully healthy and ready to go. You know, I think that's what the, you know, the end goal is. And I think that's one of the biggest positives, you know, right now, and that they need to focus on, you know, kind of explosion, getting off the ball, you know, giving what they can for, you know, maybe one or two, you know, series on the offense, and then getting those guys out of there and really kind of, you know, going through some of the camp bodies and really seeing what you got there within some of your depth. I think, you know, that's one of the things they got to be looking at in this week one against Cleveland.
Derek, what about James Robinson getting reps in practice? And what do you think about him coming into the season? Is he going to be fresh and ready to go? Or is it going to take him some time to get kind of acclimated after that injury, which wasn't even that long ago, really?
There's been some amazements. I'm not a doctor or a therapist or whatever, but an orthopedic surgeon by any stretch. But the fact that he's actually running is amazing in its own. Continue to rehab, continue to practice, to get that, to loosen that, you know, Achilles up to where he can play again. If he comes back within the first few games of the season, that would be very surprised. If he's available week one, if he is, that would be fantastic. But, it just shows that, you know, he's a true warrior, man. I mean, he's only been in the league 3 years. To me, he's already shown he's a true warrior. And he's our bell cow. Yeah, we got ETN and Trevor Lawrence. They know each other and all that stuff. But James Robinson is our bell cow. He's the warrior for the team. And to have him even remotely, you know, possibly getting ready for week one is just a testament to his work ethic. And hopefully it continues to go that direction. And he's available. If I had to guess, you know, I don't know. I would say after the first quarter of the season, so after like the first, you know, 4 weeks. But any time to have him throughout the season, if we are sitting in the driver's seat of at least a competitive record, that would be a huge leap for us.
Well, for the game Friday, Derek, what starters do you think we will see? I know they've been and Press Taylor is still such a cool name. But he was sort of like not committing to Trevor Lawrence, for example, playing Friday, just being really ambiguous about it. Do you think that we're just going to kind of see the same folks coming out for this game that we did for the Hall of Fame game? Or do you think we'll get a little bit more of the starters mixed in there?
Man, they better put everybody out there and stop playing around. They better put everybody out there. Okay, I'm not saying you got to play them a whole quarter. But you better at least get them some reps, at least, you know, two series or something. They got it. I don't care. You can, like, this is the part that's crazy. And this is an experience. This isn't a dumb coaching staff like we had last year. So they know this. But there's nothing that you can duplicate or an environment you can create in practice that's going to be like a game environment, even a preseason game. Use it while you have it. Because throwing in 7-on-7, throwing in shells, throwing in the Bahamas, isn't going to be like throwing against the Browns or the Raiders. And that's what they want to do. They want to throw the football. It's evident. You don't spend $90 million on a wide receiver if you don't want to throw the football. And the only way you can do that is with timing. It's going to take time. Practice, practice, games, games. They better put everybody out there if they are healthy and available. If they're not, hey, leave them out. But if they're healthy and available for at least a series or two, put a package together, 10, 12 plays, and see how many of them they can execute on. That's it. End of story.
Yeah, I think you know, that would be a good plan, you know, for them to get you know, a couple, I would say maybe, you know, three short routes, three intermediates, three long, you know, kind of just, you know, get the protection and get the max or get the protection and get everything going based off of some of the looks that they see. If they can come out with, you know, like you said, Derek, maybe three series of scripted plays, you know, just to really get, you know, everyone out there at the same time. I mean, that would be great.
I think the defense does play a little bit longer. You know, I would hope that they are starting to kind of, you know, focus on more of, you know, more of the front seven, and, you know, maybe some of your corners and your safeties are getting out there now. So I think, you know, we'll see, you know, if I don't know if Darius Williams, you know, is going to play. We saw a lot of Trey Herndon last week. So I don't know if Darius Williams is ready to go yet. So I think they're going to keep him in bubble wrap as long as they can. Kind of like the same thing with James Robinson. But, you know, I expect to see a lot of Trey, a lot of Shaq, a lot of more Cisco, please. You know, and then definitely more, you know, Trayvon Walker. Really want to see what he can do. And then more of that front seven as well. I think if they can, you know, show some of the things that they can, that they've put on film, and what some of the things we see and we hear all these reports in training camp about, you know, everyone having great weeks and, you know, things like that. I think that's the most frustrating part, is that, you know, we're hearing all these great things that are coming out of the camp. And then when they have the opportunity to, you know, kind of put it out there for the public to see, it's, you know, more of the same, you know, mediocrity that we've seen over the past, you know, five or six seasons. So hopefully, you know, we can get more of the defense out there. We can get more, you know, people running to the ball, maybe a big hit, and then, you know, pull them out and, you know, let everybody else get the depth reps.
Gotcha. All right. Well, any final thoughts on the game going into Friday, or just anything related to camp, or just?
I'm excited, man, to get back out there and tailgate. You know, that's what I'm really excited for. Just getting out there, getting some burgers and some dogs, a couple shotguns going. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't know what you mean.
Hey, it's been a hot summer. Really, you know, looking forward to, just like JK3 said, just the environment. Just embrace it. As far as just, hey, we're one of the lucky 32. Although there are some out there that still feel we shouldn't have a team, we're one of the lucky 32 that has a team. 32 yeah. Cities. Let's take advantage of that. And with all the negative press that Jacksonville gets as far as having a team, you know, forget that. You know, all of us, we're all on the same page. They don't know they're not here. And, you know, we support, there's a lot of people here that support this team. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with all the fans and media personalities here that love having the team here too. We got us a guy with a jacket. You know, like I said, we always say, if you got a jacket, you can say anything.
Yep.
So, you know, Baselli, when he, it's funny because a lot of times people would, you know, try to challenge him in the past as far as what he knows and doesn't know. In my opinion, now he has a jacket. When he talks, just shut up and just get over it.
Yeah.
So just excited for the environment and the atmosphere that's coming. Hopefully we can get a little bit of cooler start to the season and not have 96 degree games. But it is what it is. Take it.
Oh boy, you know that is not gonna happen. It is gonna be hot.
Swamp butt.
The last thing, the only saving grace that we have are a kickoff at 7 p.m. on a Friday night. Y'all don't know how excited I am for that. You know, a 7 p.m. kick, that means, you know, maybe around 4 o'clock I can start tailgating. And then I think the game on Saturday for the Steelers, I think that is, I think that's a later, you know, kickoff as well. So I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah. I always pray for rain in the real hot games, not so much to cool off, but to like conceal my, you know, butt sweat. Cause if I'm all wet, then you can't really tell. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. kind of like me and the shotguns is you and the swamp butt. I don't know anything about that.
Really nice sweat-wicking underwear from Costco, by the way, I think I told you about, so we'll see how those
work. What is it with you and the Costco, man?
My whole outfit's from Costco.
Even this, oh man, even this, yeah. You know, oh. I'm not going to put you out there like that on the show. I might have to do this after we record until, because JK3 doesn't know about you, Costco, and the socks. He doesn't know about that story, Corey. Yeah. So I have not told him story. About that yet. Yeah.
Yo, I did. Speaking of Costco, we should probably stop mentioning their name because they haven't sent us a check yet. But
yeah, that's true.
But speaking of the one that just opened up out in your neck of the woods near the Buc-ee's. I've heard they've had some great deals on whiskey and bourbon, like all that other stuff. Have you been to that Costco yet?
Crazy busy,
man.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even trying to go near that Costco until school gets in next week for this area. Once school gets in, then you know maybe it might die down a little bit. But I heard it was packed on Monday. It was, you know, people lined up, you know, headed, you know, on the exit or entrance ramp or whatever on 95 just to get into the stinking parking lot. No, they can have it. It's not that deep. I'll wait.
You know, that, I know those people that are probably living down in Wolkoff Village, and if anyone listens that does live down there, like, let me know what the traffic is like now, because you have that Bucky's right there, and then you've got Costco, which is pretty much a remote area for the longest time. Until that Bucky's got there. So, yeah, it's probably crazy.
Yeah. Well, and to end it, looking forward again to Friday and the ship from Pepsi, I'm going to quote the great Walter White from Breaking Bad. What I'm making is classic Coke. Do you really want to live in a world without Coca-Cola? Oh, I love that quote.
I would rather love that show, but...
You saying it doesn't have the same pizzazz as Walter White saying it.
Oh, my bad.
I think I am. I'm a Pepsi, you know, guy because of Frank Lucas.
Side reference.
You never seen American Gangster?
I have seen American Gangster actually. Yeah, remember, but I don't know the Pepsi.
He was talking about. I guess somebody was selling some of his product on the street. And he goes into, like, you know, the trademarking and, you know, saying that this is Pepsi. This is my brand. I stand by it.
Yeah. Man, Pepsi paid for that spot. Give me a break. Everybody knows Coke's the real one. But anyway, I am excited about that, though. So appreciate everybody for listening. We'll record after that game at some point to hopefully have a much more optimistic, not necessarily a win. We don't really care so much about a win in preseason, but just a better outlook on the performance. But again, we're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Please leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts if you get a chance. And we're affiliated with the Blue Wire Podcast Network. We'll talk to you guys next time.